This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to The Layers Lair. My name's Spencer.
This is Katie.
And it's party week.
Party week.
Sure.
Yeah.
Party bakes. It's a sausage roll party.
It's a sausage roll for sausage fingers party.
Sure.
Paul's so excited.
I'm still not super clear on what party week means, but...
Apparently the caterpillar is like a classic, classic thing that they do at parties of all shades in the UK.
Sure. Never seen one before, but I'll take their word for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah. Look.
So.
It's not the Great Spencer Bake Off.
No, but that sounds like fun. Just you competing against you.
Oh, I was thinking people have to bake things reminiscent of me.
Reminiscent of you for your tastes.
Sure.
Okay. Let's organize this.
Well, I guess by that logic, this show would be the Great Paul Bake Off. So it's not quite right.
Okay. We got some false parallels here. That's fine.
Yeah. Speaking of things that Paul likes.
Yeah.
Those sausage rolls.
Yeah. Well, wait. Do we want to start with fashion this week before we jump in?
Yes, we do. Okay. How many people were wearing cargo shorts?
One. He's the worst.
How many people were wearing jumpsuits?
The best person.
The best person.
I was also a huge fan of Josh's all over Christmas print.
Oh yeah, that was solid.
It was really nice. Yeah. Really nice. And he was so proud of it too. Like, he was just feeling himself.
What I love to see. Silly little guy.
Silly little guy with a silly little face. It's just perfect. Perfect.
Perfect little face.
I said silly little face.
You said that's just perfect.
That's just perfect. That's true. Yeah. I enjoy that though. Yeah. They looked like they were ready for a party. We'll go with that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. In the middle of the summer.
Yeah. And,
Dan's
going to stuff his pockets full of sausage rolls to go back to add to his pizza.
Bring some pocket dogs to the party. Yeah, that goof ass. I was really hoping we were going to get to celebrate a Dan departure this week.
But okay. I mean, this close. Is going to be the theme of this close. Episode is like, it seemed like he was ready to go the whole time. That was the theme of last week's episode,
yeah,
wasn't
I've
it?
Thought that a couple yeah, times now. It was. I've been disappointed both times. I was ready to come in hot, dancing on Dan's grave today, but no such luck.
Okay. did you pick up on any vocab this week?
Oh, probably, but I don't remember right now.
Cool. Okay. I actually didn't. Like,
there was one.
There was nothing I didn't at least have heard before.
Some reference that Noel made, but now I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Not a big vocab week, though, okay. I don't think.
Yeah. All right. Now we can talk about sausage rolls.
Okay. This is like the type of. Well, it's well documented. I don't like when they put meat inside a pastry.
You really hate it. It really grates on you for some reason.
It's just gross to watch.
You don't like ground meats.
There's
either.
The whole thing about not wanting to know how the sausage is made. Don't make me watch it on television.
I mean, this is true.
Time after time after time, I don't want to watch a close-up of someone's hands covered in sausage.
It's raw and grayish pink at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's inside like stretchy, gelatinous-looking dough when it's raw.
Everything is tan and brown. And then if you're Dan, you add prawns to it and...
And then Prue's like, this doesn't taste like a British sausage roll to me.
Yeah, well, no shit.
I like the flavor, but I'm not used to it in this.
Well, it's such
I'm a little xenophobic about every single bake.
It's such a goofy thing to put as the signature, too, because you're clearly they were expecting one thing.
Yep.
And if you didn't make that one thing, then they weren't going to like it.
Yeah.
But then that's not a signature.
Correct.
That should have been a technical challenge.
Correct. Yes.
If you don't want variation on it, don't make it a signature challenge.
Don't, like, give people the leeway to make it themselves and make their own spin on it.
Yeah. I don't think Dan made a great choice there, but, like, you're kind of screwed unless you bake the thing that Paul wants you to bake.
But even
and then
still,
if they had all done that, it would have been super boring.
Christy did bake the thing that Paul wanted her to bake, but it didn't turn out well. Like, she used Paul's recipe.
Well, that's tough, too. Like, best case, he's going to be like, yes, this is correct. And anything other than that, he's going to hate it.
Exactly. You're so right.
Your ceiling is like, yes, acceptable. And then there's everything below that.
Well, okay, so Maddie did like a regular old sausage roll, but he added apple and he added chili. And that apparently was enough to push him over the edge. And I feel like Maddie also, he's been showing more confidence in his bakes and like in his, I'm going to do this, but here's what I'm going to do to make it a little bit elevated. Like that's been something he's talked about more, or maybe they've just edited it more, whatever. But I like seeing him grow in confidence. I've enjoyed that.
Yeah. He and Christy seemed, granted, Christy left this week, but like watching their confidence increase week to week was fun.
Yeah, it super was.
Even though every time Maddie's like, I don't know, I'm just baking and they keep liking it.
No, they like me.
At some point, you're just good at baking, dude.
Exactly. But it is, I mean, it's cute seeing him like talk about imposter syndrome.
Sure.
Let's see.
Do you want to talk about that caterpillar thing?
Yeah, I do. No, I was just trying to remember if like Tasha's were memorable, and they weren't in particular. They were fine.
They loved the flavor, right? But her bake
her textures,
wasn't quite right.
Yes.
They were like
superb flavor, I think is what I wrote down.
Yeah, but they were underdone or something because
they needed like a few more minutes.
Well, yeah, because they never give them enough time to actually do the thing they're asking them to do.
Oh, yes. Once again, beef with the way the show is structured.
I've got beef with the sausage.
A lot of it was pork, I think. Sorry. Too technical.
Thought I had a decent pun, but apparently not. Anyway,
you're right.
Caterpillars?
You're right. Caterpillars. Mash them up and put them into sausage.
Oh, sorry. This is the future that liberals want.
Oh, no. You've been listening to too much Alex Jones. Like,
you're going to be eating bugs.
Do they really talk
George
about that?
George Soros wants you to eat bugs.
Is that seriously a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Conservatives are terrified of having to eat bugs in the future.
Well, I mean, that is what happens in the last car of the Snowpiercer train.
Well,
which is
that's probably where they got
the
all their
ever.
Stupid ideas come from sci-fi. So that's probably where they got it.
Gelatinous bars of like bug mash.
Oof.
Yeah.
Gelatinous bug mash bars.
Gelatinous bug mash bars. That's what you eat in the back car of the Snowpiercer train.
Gelatinous bug mash bars is in the back car.
Yep, that's right.
Got our vocal warm-ups out of the way.
Good thing, because we've been talking for a while and we need to warm up more.
Yeah, I've never heard of a caterpillar cake before, but it was silly and fun.
It was silly and fun. And there were enough like little things that they had to do well. Like we haven't seen them do a Swiss roll yet this year. So that's always a...
Really?
I don't think so. Or maybe they could have. I can't remember if anybody has.
But yeah, every year you got to have at least one of those.
At least one. And you know you have to have the roll be not too dry, but also not too moist.
It's got to be malleable so you can roll it. But
you
can't
do
it while it's too warm because then all the stuff is going to leak out.
Exactly. We saw all these things happen.
You got to not cut it the wrong way if you're
Dan.
A dumb who wears cargo shorts.
Dan.
Got to know your vertical from horizontal.
Come on, Dan.
Yeah.
Keep your protractor in your cargo shorts.
Protractor?
Yep, we're just saying math stuff.
You use a protractor to determine vertical from horizontal?
That's why he tried to use his protractor.
If it's more than a 90 degree angle, it's vertical.
That's why he got it wrong. He used it wrong.
out there with a T-square trying to figure out how to roll this cake.
Yeah. So Swiss roll, chocolate, buttercream, the little meringue bits, and then the white chocolate Noel face.
Noel slash Thomas the Tank Engine's face on the front.
That was very fun. I very thoroughly enjoyed that. Yeah. We had a restart from Christy, but then she actually came in second.
What did she mess up? The sponge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Dan probably should have just restarted.
Well, they both screwed up in the same way.
Yeah, but he just made his tiny, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it would have been a great way for Dan to go home once again on the back of a caterpillar, but alas.
And then we had our... I'm going quickly because I think we have a lot of...
we've got some fun to get into.
Yeah, some scoring-related hijinks at the end.
Yep.
The Showstopper.
Showstopper. Anything but beige buffet.
Yeah, which they didn't stick to very closely.
Well, I was curious how that scoring would go because, like, Tasha's was pretty much all beige.
Yeah, like, a lot of baking just... Is. Which I understand is then the challenge. Like, you've got to do
color and.
Yeah, or even like chocolate or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that some of them just didn't.
Correct. Yeah, I sort of was too.
Like, it wasn't that they screwed something up, they just chose not to, which I thought was odd.
Yeah. So, okay, I think the one that was the most egregious to me was definitely Tasha's, that just in terms of the coloring.
Yeah.
Her pigs were cute, but everything else didn't really work.
But even those were sort of brownish.
Oh, they were definitely brownish, yes.
There was like a little pink hue to them, but they were mostly brown, it looked like.
Correct. Yep, correct. We did get to see the delightful brain of PE teacher Maddie, like, put out that sports spread.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I thought it was really cool. Especially I thought he did a great job.
I would never have thought to do the cupcake thing and then, like, frost them together.
Yeah. Very cute.
Which is cool. Like, that, to make that, it was like a golf hole or something, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was clever.
That was clever. I mean, he's got tricks up his sleeve. He's a good baker.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what basketballs look like, though. He put, like, three straight lines on a brown thing and called it a basketball.
It's true. And that was also the one that he none of them put overlapped. In the hot oil.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
He's never fried anything before, and he decided to do it now.
Deep frying never goes well on that show.
No, it's always like a trap.
But if you're going to do it voluntarily...
Maybe practice.
Yeah, but it's not the easiest thing to practice either. Not too many people have a fryer at home.
Yeah, probably not. But okay, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
But then maybe don't choose to...
Then maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or do, you know... A couple test fries.
Test fries, eh?
Like 4.5 hours. And how long does it take to fry a donut? Like 2 minutes on each side?
That's true.
I could have tossed a couple in there and been like, oh, these are burned, and turned the temp down a little bit.
Yeah. The whole thing about this was like how many elements they all decided to make and then the pacing of all those things. Man, I thought for sure, again, Dan tried to make six things. And like,
they didn't like anything he did this week.
No, they didn't. He should have gone home.
Yep. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah. His looked weird. I thought Josh's was really nice looking. The holiday spread, he had the snowmen.
Oh, yeah.
Macarons.
Very tidy.
Very tidy. Like, very, if you walked by it in a shop window, you'd want to eat the whole lot.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. And then Christie's was just sort of unmemorable.
I didn't think it looked as bad as they said it looked, but
Agreed. Again,
I can never tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their main beef seemed to be that it was just like
not enough sloppy sausage.
Just sloppy looking, which wasn't obvious on TV, but
yeah. It was rough and ready.
It's always hard to tell. I thought like it was supposed to be sort of playful, so maybe I wasn't expecting it to be super neat.
Yeah. Well, but you want finesse in the quarterfinal.
Sure. I just thought it wasn't that far off from like what she said she was going to do.
Yes. Yes.
But maybe in person it was worse.
There was a lot of apologizing.
Sure.
In any case.
Shall we get to our weird ass bonus question scoring section?
Yes, but first, one other Maddie observation. So he called Lara.
That's his
fiance.
Yeah.
After he won, and she answered picked the, up phone, which was adorable, and
screamed at him.
That was very sweet.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm really team final. Obviously, I mean, at this point, there's nobody has any question about how we feel about this final.
We need
right?
a Majasha final.
A Majasha final.
Yeah.
With no Dan, we want Dan like to pack his cargo shorts and go.
Yes.
Right?
100% he is my least favorite of the four remaining.
Yes. Okay.
I really enjoyed all of the other three.
I do too. They're wonderful. I honestly, at this point, I think Josh, to me, if I had to like choose a winner right now, I would probably choose Josh. Just because his showstoppers have been so consistently finessed and intricate, and his flavors have been good. Like,
I think
they've really
with that.
Wowed him on that, or he's really wowed them on that front.
I think it's pretty clearly between him and Tasha at this point.
Yeah.
And he's been more consistent.
Yep. But also, Maddie's been like a late season developer, so he could have a lot of momentum going into it.
Yeah. I think the variance for Tasha is wider.
Yes.
Like her ceiling is higher, yep. but she hasn't been as consistent as
totally
Josh has
agree.
Been. And Maddie. Who knows? Bake to bake. It might be brilliant. It might be completely inedible.
All right. Let's move on to the league.
Yeah.
So this week, Tasha, Josh, and Dan were most picked. Our listeners seem to agree that Christy was going to go home. She had the fewest votes. And then Maddie came in second to last. So we just need to see Dan get out of there. And I think just nobody should pick Dan next week, and we should just will this into happening.
We're just not going to put him on the floor. you just can't pick him this week. Look, it's our game, and there's nothing at stake. You can't pick that goof.
So then the best combo, obviously, would have been Maddie, then Tasha, then Josh. No one picked that specific combo. We had no Maddie first choice votes. So helper points. Dan got a few helper points this week. At the end, he helped Christy.
Did he? Uh-huh. On which one?
At the showstopper. And he said, I'm not supposed to be helping you. But then he did. And then you took cargo shorts off of the form this week.
I love that you scored it anyway, though.
Still scored it anyway. Everyone except for Dan. Well, I'm not actually going to score it. Everyone except for Dan gets 5 points. So you should keep your computer open.
Oh, and do what?
And look at these fun bonus questions.
I thought you were going to read them to me.
Well, there are a lot, so I'll read most of them. But I also want to make sure you can see what we're looking at.
Okay,
so last week, our bonus question was submit a bonus question for the last 2 weeks of the season. If we choose your question, you will receive 25 points.
Which is more than the winner has some weeks. But.
Yes. So the spread of point totals before the bonus goes from -5.5 to +32.5. So the bonus is going to swing this.
Yeah, almost certainly.
Almost certainly. So we're going to read through the bonus question submissions. We're going to choose one live, and then we're going to score the rest of this week.
Love it.
Okay. So are you looking at it now?
Yeah, now I have it open.
Okay. There were some great, there's some great categories in here. And just first off, I think I want to start with how many more times is Dan going to talk about his garden? Fuck Dan. We get it. just from there.
Yep.
So I will say, I appreciate the gosh, Dan it. But I also love talking about my garden and probably am equally tiresome on that front. So I'm mixed on this one.
Okay.
We have a couple.
Are we looking at the ones that you've bolded here?
Well, that's what I've looked at. But you should also go through here. And if there are some that call out to you, you should call those out. I enjoy that people have picked up on Josh making every dish inspired by his nan.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So there's like, will Josh make a dish inspired by his nan? Yes or no? Will at least one contestant, not naming Josh, but come on, we know you're talking about Josh, dedicate a bake to a family member, not his nan, but definitely his nan.
Yep. Okay. Are we looking at the other bolded ones here?
Sure.
Will Noel or Allison throw an item of food during the episode? That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I think that's a no this week.
I think it was a no this week. But also Saku wasn't there, so.
Right. He did. Noel did hide a stuffed squirrel in a freezer, though.
That's right. He did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will Tasha be wearing a jumpsuit? Yes, obviously. Always. How many British words will Spencer and Katie not get in the next episode?
Hey.
Apparently it's zero this week.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, Matilda.
Take that. Which contestant would win in a fight?
Oh, well, this is just a fun question. Are they just fighting Dan?
Yeah, exactly. Like a fight against, like, is this just like a Royal Rumble? Like they're all in the tent together? Like who comes out on top?
Or is there like a villain that they're they're all up against?
I'm gonna answer this. Who would have the best chance in a fight against Paul?
Oh, okay, I like that. And I think it's Maddie.
He's so nice, though.
PE teacher, though. He's probably got some moves.
He's very fit, but he's too nice. Tasha would get scrappy, I bet.
And she's got the jumpsuit, so she's, like, very mobile.
Yeah? Yeah. Dan probably has, like, some weapons in his pockets.
Pull out his protractor.
You're going to get shanked with a pocket protractor. Wait. No, I'm thinking of a compass. I've been thinking of a compass this whole time. Fuck. Damn it. Protractors are very, very much rounded.
Well,
right? Well, they're the little like half circle
thing.
Yeah,
it's the half circle thing. But you often buy a compass and a protractor together. Like in back to school shopping, you probably got them as a set.
He's got enough cargo space for both.
He sure does. Yeah, that guy.
Will there be any sexual innuendo during the signature?
Okay. How many nut jokes will the crew attempt?
Similar.
Like that.
All right. So we got to pick. We're picking two of these, right?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Two people will get this. Okay.
Well, because it's for the last 2 weeks, right?
It's for the last 2 weeks. Yes.
Okay. So how about you pick one and I'll pick one?
Ooh. Okay. Okay. We also have some other things in here that are worth calling out just about like, will Paul wear a mock collared shirt? Love that. Love that. Questions about Prue's glasses. Number of colors, COLOURS, on Noel's top. Like that, like all these. And then just another anti-Dan mention of will the Starbaker's call be answered?
Okay, so we got to be careful with a couple of these, though, because like...
They're contestant specific.
Well, and even the Starbaker one would only work next week.
Correct. Yes. Okay. So, you know, there's some of that.
And like, will Josh make a dish inspired by his Nan? Well, what if he's not there in the final? That would only work next week.
That's true. This is true.
All right. You want to go first and pick one?
I do. Yes.
Like, we got to throw out the one about Christy, obviously.
Yep. And then there's somebody who asked if this was Spencer's idea. I don't remember. Maybe.
It was actually yours.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't Spencer's idea. All right. I'm going to pick, will Noel or Allison throw an item of food during the episode?
Okay. I like that one.
But I might say, how many items of food will one of the hosts throw during the episode?
Yeah, okay.
So I like the scalar answers.
I default to like giving more people a chance to get it correct, but this, it's your choice. So that's all you.
No, I like it. Okay. We'll go your way.
Okay.
We'll go with the way it's written. So who submitted this? This was Claire.
I'm going to mark that one in the sheet so that we don't forget. Okay. So let's see. Will Tasha be wearing it? So I could do one because that would apply for the final. So I could pick a contestant-specific one for this week.
You could.
As long as it's not Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want to just, like, focus on Tasha's jumpsuits?
Well, I mean, generally, yes.
Agreed.
I'm just trying to narrow it down here to which ones I have to choose from. I could also do the Starbaker phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to say that, like, will a call be answered? And then, like, will a call be dancered? That means it's not answered.
Dan-eyed. He was dancer.
That's a different thing. You're right. Okay, go on.
Call Denied. Okay, we've done Prue's glasses before. Mm-hmm. Kat, your answer is not helpful at all. sexual innuendo, yes, always. That's yep. too easy. Prue, nut jokes. Christy, was this my idea? That's not helpful. Ooh.
Which contestant will
not cry during the final?
I like that.
I like that one too. The contestant winning in a fight is fun, but we can't answer it objectively.
Just a pure hypothetical.
What will the primary type of bake be in the finals week showstopper?
That we'd have to ask next week.
Yeah. I'm going to go with who doesn't cry during the finale.
Okay. Who doesn't cry during the finale? Where is that?
I got it.
I
will highlight it.
And I'll add 25 points for that. Okay.
Okay. So who's, I didn't look at who's we were picking there.
That was Demry. So our two bonus winners are Demry and Claire. Congratulations. Now we're
going
to
bump either of them up to the top for this week.
It sure does.
Well, no, not to first though.
Not to first. All right. So we're ready to announce the scores this week.
Yes.
So down at the bottom, coming in third to last with negative 3 points, we have Aaron H. Better luck next time, Aaron H. And then tied for last with negative 5.5 points, we have Jessica R. and Ava. So sorry, folks. And then up at the top, let's start with in fourth place, bumped up with a 25-point bonus.
All the way up to 27 points total.
We have Demry. And then in third place with 30.5 points, we have Claire. And then tied for first with 32.5 points, we have Brooke and Kathleen E. So congratulations, everyone.
Nice. Ooh, man. They were both in contention for us picking their bonus question, too. They would have been all the way up to 57.5.
Oh, wow. Ooh, sorry.
No, I like this. I like keeping it more more competitive, more parity amongst our contestants.
All right. Well, next week we have the semifinals and we have patisserie week.
Oh, is it?
So do you know what the difference between pastry and patisserie is?
It's fancy.
It's so fancy. It's
French.
It is hella fancy and lavish.
Is that actually right?
I think so. I mean...
Way to quiz me and then not know the answer.
I'm going to confidently quiz you about something.
All right. Well, see y'all next week.
See you next week.
Semifinal.
Bye.